Hey, it's Michael Kerr here. Thanks for dropping by. You are listening to Humor at Work. This time around, I've got another episode of just random thoughts and ideas to open things up with. To help build a learning organization and encourage a growth mindset in your company, create a secondhand library of inspirational, work-related business and, heck, even humor books where employees donate books from their own collections. It's a quick and easy and efficient way to build up a library to encourage that growth mindset. I thought about communication. I've said this often, that the quality of the conversations influences so much in your workplace. Communication is everything, and everything is communication. So this simple thought: how you listen influences the questions you ask and the quality of the conversations you have. So think about how you listen. The company Clue offers employees access to a coach or professional therapist on a weekly basis. I don't know if that's a sign that they're a great progressive company or a sign that maybe they're doing things really, really badly. But I think it is, you know, the former, that they are a progressive company and they're offering as much support to their employees as they possibly can. Kind of a cool idea. On a similar sort of note, the financial investment company Acorns offers daily meditation programs and a padded soundproof room for the rough days. Which again, maybe kind of makes me wonder just how rough are the days getting there at Acorns. Silicon Valley talent consultant Patty McCord suggests companies should align the extra bonus perks they offer employees to their values and purpose to make them more meaningful. For example, if you run a retail company that donates clothes to children, send employees to a developing country to deliver shipments firsthand so they can connect with the people you are helping. During the brutal winter of 1991-1992, the city council in Syracuse, New York, passed a law that outlawed any further snow until the following Christmas Eve. The law was the headline in the morning newspaper the next day. So here's my final thought in the opening part of this podcast. How can you use humor on a large scale like that to laugh at things that you have no control over? And now my fun at work tip. Cruise on over. If you go to the website, I'll have it on the print version of this podcast, or just Google hippie alter ego name to come up with yet another alter ego name generator to add a little fun to a Friday afternoon or a team meeting. So, you know, all you do, you go to the name generator, everybody gets their weird alter ego hippie name. Mine turned out to be Music Bear, and then you slap them on everyone's name tags, and then you refer to everyone by their hippie name. How could you not have a little bit more fun if you hippie out like that on a Friday or at your next meeting? And the quote of the week from Stephen Colbert: humor is the best antidote for fear. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, a footloose and fancy pig named, yes, Kevin Bacon. The pig was named Kevin Bacon. I love it. Was found roaming the streets of Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, Canada, by two very bemused police officers. The affable pig was returned to his owner, who was apparently found through only 6 degrees of separation. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.